Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Welcome to Here for the Right Reasons, Us Weekly's Bachelor Recap Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Herron, and Joey's season has come to an end. I thought it was a honestly very entertaining finale from start to finish. Those things don't need to be 3 hours, but I did thoroughly enjoy it. And I think it was this perfect mix of keeping me on my toes a little bit, you know, with the Jen reveal and with Daisy turning down the gig, the moment in the car. You'll hear me ask Joey and Kelsey about that. I was pretty shook by the car. And a nice happy ending for us to root for. I think this is the first couple in a minute that people are very excited about, in addition to Charity and Downton last year. But bachelor couples feels different. Something in the air with these two. So how are they going to navigate social media, questioning their every move? Are they excited to move in together in New York? How do they feel about Daisy now? I asked them all of that. So here is my interview with Kelsey and Joey. All right, let's jump right in. I'm so excited. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Watching the show back, it's half the battle. You guys have made it. Tell me about that process. I read that you did a little couples therapy. Is that how we got there? Tell me about it.
Yeah, we definitely had a whole process watching it back. I think anyone in this position can sometimes struggle through that, but we've really just kind of leaned on each other. We did do couples therapy that the show helped us out with. It was big for us to just be able to work on communicating through everything, and really just happy where we've gotten to at this point.
Yeah, I think that couples therapy is important for any serious relationship. It really helped us a lot. But also, this is just such a weird way, you know, to find your person. And so, yeah, it's definitely been different, but I've been just trying to embrace all the moments.
Back in February, Joey, I asked you about some photos of the two of you with similar backgrounds. Can we talk about those now? Were we at a happy couple? How'd we let that slip up?
Yeah, obviously now we can talk about it. That was something that we both were like, yes, we were at a house together that weekend. We were trying to be very smart with what our backgrounds were. It was a slip up. We were shocked that people found out that it was the same background in a house. I think anyone would, because there was not a lot of context. But yeah, those rumors were correct.
Yes.
Well, now you are in the world of the Bachelor Nation sleuths, which is a whole new can of worms. A big welcome. So have you guys talked about how now that you are out in the public, which is so exciting, there will be people reading into every move you make and whether they can see the ring and if you're smiling? What's the plan of attack?
I think that we know where we are at, and we don't need reassurance from people that don't actually know us.
Yeah, I think it's all new. We'll figure out how to navigate that day by day. It's something that we're trying not to focus on too much, because we got so many other things that we're excited about that we do want to focus on.
Perfect. To go back to the finale a little bit, I know you guys have probably answered a lot of questions, but one of my favorite moments in the finale was meeting your family, Joey, and seeing them again. And I feel like it was pretty clear that they loved both women. But some social media fans, you know, were convinced that maybe they were favoring Daisy. Can we clear that up? How are the families getting along?
Everyone is getting along just fine. I think you nailed it perfectly in the beginning where you expressed that they did love both women. And it was more about that day for me to be able to introduce both, but for me also to express to them where I was at and who I was feeling the strongest connection with. And my sisters are the ones that have talked to me most about that day since then and talked about how they had like little meetings after and got to talk through stuff. And they said pretty early on, they're like, it's gotta be Kelsey. Like the way he talks about her, you can just feel it's gotta be her. But both women were amazing, as everyone can see. And my family is just a loving family that was really just wishing the best for, I think, for both of them.
Speaking about the families, I know everyone's talking about Kelsey's dad and the Golden Bachelor, Bachelorette of it all. But also, did you see people comparing him to Travis Kelsey?
Yes, I have. And it's funny. I actually see it. At first, I was like, no. But yeah, it's so funny. I saw a comparison right next to each other, and I saw a younger picture of my dad. And I was like, oh my gosh, he seriously looks like Travis Kelsey. We got to get that collab going.
Mm-hmm. It's so good. How does he feel about his newfound fame? I feel like he's been a breakout star.
I know. I think he thinks it's funny. He's just kind of uncomfortable with it because he's not used to it. But I think he deserves all the praise. My dad is the most wonderful human.
Yeah. Aw. My other favorite part of the finale, besides the proposal, was obviously the cut to you guys in the car. It was a shock. I haven't been shocked in a minute watching one of these shows, and I was shocked. Can you tell me how that moment happened and maybe like one thing you guys talked about in the car?
Yeah. So we were both really emotional after our conversation. So we just decided, like, let's ride together there. And it was really special. We just were really embracing each other and on like just like telling each other how amazing they were, like each other were. And she just really wanted Joey and I to be happy. And she was like, don't worry about me, because she knows how I am. And I was going to be thinking about her just like how she would be in that situation as well. But she's like, don't think about me. I'm going to be OK. You embrace this moment. And I did.
Yeah. And Joey, I heard on Bachelor Happy Hour that you found out after that they had showed up together. Were you surprised by that?
I think anyone would have been surprised by that. I didn't even know it was allowed. So I was confused by it, but I was like, you know what? I think that is special. And then obviously being able to watch it back with everyone else, it was an empowering moment. So I'm really happy that they took that into their own hands and, you know, created their own story in that moment.
You're obviously close with Daisy Kelsey. Did she talk to you at all about the idea of potentially being the Bachelorette, or you, Joey, since you had just done it?
Yeah, we talked a little bit about it. I think that she just wasn't ready for it, and I support her fully in whatever decision she was going to make.
Yeah. I didn't get a chance to speak with her about it, but I know she had, and I think that's her decision, which is really important to hold on to.
What about Maria? Did she ask you at all, Kelsey, if she should consider it?
No, I didn't really talk much with Maria about that.
Well, why should people be excited about Jen? Why should they give Jen a chance? It's obviously very exciting, but people, you know, tend to focus on, oh, this was my favorite. This is my favorite. Why should people be excited about Jen? Why will she be a good Bachelorette?
Jen, I've said this a lot now, but I think it's really important to keep highlighting. Like, she expressed how much she grew during the season of The Bachelor, and now this next role is another opportunity for that. She seems ready. I think that she's fun. She's spunky. She's going to have a lot of people kind of finding out a new side of her, too, which is important. So we're going to support her 100%. I think she's going to do a great job, and we're excited.
Yeah.
You guys decided long engagement is the plan. Was that something you agreed on immediately? How did those conversations start?
Yeah, immediately. I think we both had similar timelines. Like I've said previously, this is, you know, such a new way to get to know each other. And we still are learning so much about each other. So we just want to take it one step at a time. And we don't want any stress in that area.
Yeah.
Why New York City?
I've always wanted to live in New York. I don't know if it's all the like early 2000 rom-coms that I've watched in New York or what it is, but there's something about it is so intriguing to me. I'm like, I don't care if I hate it or love it. I just need to go experience it. And Joey's fully supporting that. And it's close to his family, which is nice.
There's a lot of pluses with it too. I never thought I'd live in New York. I never really was like a big city guy, but since I spent time there, like I've really enjoyed it. And I think it's going to be perfect for us.
Yeah.
What are you most excited about living together and maybe most nervous about living together?
It's a good question. I think what I'm most excited about is just the ability to be around each other so much. Like it seems like something that a lot of people do take for granted in this position, where we finally will be able to just do small things together. I don't know if we're too nervous about anything. Maybe the balance of just like, we both never lived with someone before. Like, obviously, that's a big jump. So we've talked through that, and there's more excitement, but there are nerves with that, too. So I think that's going to be part of it.
Yeah, I think I'm nervous about him leaving the toilet seat up.
I need to work on that one.
But other than that, no, I'm excited.
Yeah,
we'll take it one step at a time.
I just read that you guys said Dress by Taylor Swift. That's the new thing going viral, by the way. So, you know, that's what everyone's going to ask you about. Is that going to be the first dance song?
I don't know. Is that a first dance song? I think we can hold that one for something else, but that's okay. Yeah.
An after party song, maybe last song of the night.
Yeah.
All right. I think I have to jet, but it was so nice to talk to you guys. Joey, I've told you all season, you've been incredible. People are obsessed with you. And I will give myself a pat on the back. I went back and watched my first interview I did, and I named Kelsey and Daisy in my final four.
You did great.
Thank you so much.
It's good to see you.
Good to see you. Congrats, you guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.